OpNav Instruction 5100.19 Echo, Navy Safety and Occupational Health Program Manual for Forces Afloat. Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter B9. 1. Who is responsible for the control of radiation and radioactivity associated with naval nuclear propulsion plants? Director, Naval Nuclear Propulsion Program. 2. How many categories is radiation commonly divided into? 2. 3. Which type of radiation has sufficient energy to strip electrons from atoms in the media through which it passes? Ionizing. 4. Ionizing radiation can either be in the form of energetic particles or in which other form? Electromagnetic radiation, Echo, Mike, Romeo. 5. How many electron volts are necessary to liberate an electron from an atom? 40. 6. What may be required to possess and use some devices containing radioactive material? Naval Radioactive Material Permit, November, Romeo, Mike, Papa. 7. What issues Naval Radioactive Material Permits to Navy and Marine Corps Commands? Naval Radiation Safety Committee, November, Romeo, Sierra Charlie. 8. Which type of radiation is energy that propagates through space in the form of electromagnetic waves but possesses insufficient energy to ionize the material through which it passes? Non-ionizing. 9. What is the frequency range of radio frequency radiation? 0 Hz to 3000 GHz. 10. How many cycles per second is 1 Hz equal to? 1. 11. The occupational ionizing radiation control levels imposed by the Navy are typically how many times lower than federal limits? 10. 12. Who is responsible for establishing, implementing, and maintaining an effective laser safety program? Laser System Safety Officer, Lima, Sierra Sierra Oscar. 13. How often are medical X-ray units ashore and on hospital ships evaluated for radiation? Annually. 14. Dental fixed and portable X-ray units require radiation evaluations at how many month intervals? 36. 15. Who is the lead agent for coordinating electromagnetic safety programs for naval ships? Commander, Naval Sea Systems Command, ComNav CSISCOM. 16. Who is the lead agent for coordinating electromagnetic safety programs for shore facilities? Commander, Space and Naval Warfare Systems Command, ComSpa War SISCOM. 17. What reviews military laser systems during their development to ensure that adequate safety criteria have been incorporated? Laser Safety Review Board, Lima Sierra, Romeo Bravo. 18. What must commands obtain approval from when they wish to dispose of lasers? BUMED. 19. Which class of laser pointers do not pose a hazard during normal viewing and their use is not restricted? Class 2. 20. How often is retesting required at the Laser System Safety Officer's highest certification level to maintain certification for all categories? Every 4 years. 21. Which shipboard report provides detailed posting and deck marking information for radar and communications RFR hazard areas? RADHAS. 22. Who is responsible for labeling lasers and posting laser hazard areas? Laser Systems Safety Officers. 23. What is tasked with maintaining a permanent repository for RF exposure incidents? BUMED. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.